The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Well, 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 I think we're on air tonight. This is the National Intel Report. E.J. Barden is my name, and I'm sitting in for John Stadtweller, who is down with the flu this time. And we are here on this Wednesday, the 22nd of March, 2017. And just 3 minutes ago, as I clicked on to the usual broadcast for Skype, I'll tell everybody what's happened. I've been using Skype for a year now on the program, and they just flashed up a message saying, which is a total attack, Skype does not support calls on Firefox. I've been connected with Firefox system for 2 years, and they've put a load of crap up on the screen here, which is basically an attack, but I'll leave that to you. We'll go on with the program. I'm on a phone line here, but I'm really annoyed. But I've been knocking hell out of Microsoft about Facebook for you of the carry-on, and now this is part of the retaliation. But anyway, we'll continue on. I do have a program prepared here. And as I say, plus the fact I miscalculated the time, the USA moves to summertime two weeks ahead of us here. So it's 6 p.m. Central is usually midnight the UK. I'm in the UK here. As I PJ Barden, and nearly didn't make it, but then attacked by Skype. We'll have to sort this out for Saturday. The burning issue of the day, as everybody knows, is this attack in London. I know that there's been saturation coverage in across the USA networks, but some lone individual would appear, and it's happened not disconnected from any of the other terrorist events. Drove a 4x4 BMW up on the path at the Westminster Bridge near the House of Commons. He killed two people, and he also got out of the vehicle and attacked an unarmed female police officer. Why they allowed an unarmed police officer, female, to be around the House of Commons, which is supposed to be one of the most guarded properties in Britain, is beyond me, but she has died, unfortunately. Rest in peace for her. And he himself was shot dead by police, etc., etc. But that's well documented on American television. I won't labor the point on that. But it could have been a lot worse, these attacks that could come. But there's no defending or protecting from those kind of attacks, very definitely. But I should also say there's 20 people, catastrophic injuries. There may well be more people dead. It's not a minor attack by any means. Absolutely not. But the UK overall, I should explain some background. We have an unarmed police force in the UK. That might sound strange to Americans and Canadians, but only key police officers in key cities are armed. That's a policy the UK has always had. But I see that's obviously going to change with this situation and others. And it's not blanket coverage all day today. The other situation being that, I'll cover it as we go along. On my usual agenda on the, I won't belabor the point today, on the Barden Report, as we cover SSRIs, GMOs, vaccinations, water wars, and the full gamut of the police state and Agenda 21. And I do have a program on the archive there going back to February 25th, where I did an entire hour doing my best to explain what Agenda 21 is. And it's back there on the RBN archives. But just like RVN, I've been hit now again. I lost the app for Skype. They took it away from me. And I have a very high-tech guy living in the same building as myself who sorted that out. He used to work for the government services. And I'll see how we go for next week now. But, of course, the problem is Skype is owned by Microsoft. And this is, I know what's going on here, but we'll sort that out. Also going on in Britain, which is mega stuff all day, every day for the last while, is the Brexit. We have finally come to the divorce papers going to be delivered next Wednesday by Theresa May to Brussels. That's the Wednesday, the 29th of March. The Brexit divorce papers, as we call them here, are going to be delivered to Brussels, and the start of 2 years of torturous negotiations, dismantling 60,000 laws, regulations and rules, and seven treaties. So what could possibly go wrong? Possibly war might break out. Then we have a schmuck like this, Jean-Claude Juncker, an alcoholic, well-established and admitted alcoholic, supposed to brandy for his breakfast, threatening Britain that they will put such a severe set of conditions on Britain that no other country will want to leave the European Union. That's posted on the RBN website, one of the many news stories on the web. And then we have, combined with that, we have an internal attack going on in Britain politically, and that is Nicola Sturgeon, who is the First Minister of Scotland, you see. She replaced Alex Salmond, and she's threatening to pull a second referendum on Scottish independence, which they lost the last time by 10 points, actually. And that, as I always wanted to correct Tim Alexander on Bill Deagle's program, I'm sure Bill Deagle won't mind me saying this, Alexander was a Scot. He's supposed to have a lordship title, but he's very good on military matters, one of the best on what's happening around the world on military matters. But he's forever saying there was a surge of support for independence in Scotland. There never was. It was strictly an Alex Salmond project from the very beginning. He was an obnoxious. He's now no longer the leader. He resigned after he lost the referendum. But his deputy, quite a feisty, very capable woman, I have to say, you couldn't say otherwise, Nicola Sturgeon. Go onto YouTube there and pull up Nicola Sturgeon. She's a tough cookie. But she's trying to throw a grenade into the Brexit negotiations. And that's going on as well. So we're not short of news or happenings here in the UK. That's for sure. Sorry, this microphone here will probably pick it up, the paper noise I'm making. And then we have the European elections coming up. We just had the Dutch one, which I knew Geert Wilders, he gained some seats, but didn't go very far. But we have the French election next month, 23rd of April, and the big day for Marine Le Pen. And John Stafford won't like what I'm going to say. I would be delighted if she won the presidency. If I wasn't so heavily overweight, I'd be dancing a jig. But it would be the end of the European Union, which I've been fighting to destroy all my adult life. Like the two agendas of the UK Independence Party when I used to work with Farage, Nigel Farage, is that to keep the pound, which we did, and get out of the European Union. So as far as the UK Independence Party's existence is concerned, it's mission accomplished, and that is fair to say, and it's down to Farage for forcing the referendum. But it's very hard to get hold of him. I can't get hold of him for John's program, for John to talk to him, but he's flitting around from the USA to Britain to Europe, and he's no longer the leader in the UK. That's just a technicality. But he's a very busy guy, and he's got a very good relationship with Trump. And he's also going to tour Europe on these elections and speaking up with the likes of, there's just been an election in Hungary. Viktor Orban, he's the guy who put up steel fences and put his military on the border of Hungary. And there's a terrific documentary to look. It's up on the www.republicbroadcasting.org on the website. And it is a good BBC documentary, fairly well made by Katy Adler. And it's called After Brexit, The Battle for Europe. After Brexit, The Battle for Europe. It's on YouTube. It comes up immediately. And it's worth watching. It will bring people up to date on what's going on in Europe. And it's falling apart and all sorts of trouble. But the absolute wasters of unappointed bureaucrats who run it won't acknowledge that. And like everybody knows the insanity that four countries should never have been allowed into the euro. The euro is not a weak currency. That's a total misunderstanding in the United States. Euro is quite a strong currency, but the Latino countries Spain, Portugal, Italy and Greece should never have been in it, and they should have been released from it in 2008, and it's still in it, and it's causing havoc, as that documentary I referenced to after Brexit, the Fight for Europe, will explain. And it's about the pressure cooker is about to explode. But in France, it'll probably be... I have his name written down here. It keeps shifting who the number two person is in France. In a second, I think of his name. Macron, that's his name. Macron, Emmanuel Macron. It looks like he'll come in a strong first. But I know that doesn't suit. John Stubman thinks I'm trying to spike him on this, but I'm all for Le Pen. And he does have a soft spot for Marine Le Pen. I don't think he'll mind me saying that. The woman he might have married, she's only 43, John. 43. And we should send John with a recorder to France to interview the great woman. You never know, she might proposition him. You never know. But all these things are possible. But that's happening as well. And there's a never-ending batch of stories. I'm a great fan of the Daily Mail on most items. It's the only bare-knuckled newspaper left in the UK. They're not afraid of anyone. But they're reading a story today. Princess Anne coming out and saying saying we need GMO crops. I mean, this senior royal, she has a lot of station in Britain. I'd love to know who got behind her to say that. And her dear brother, Prince Charles, is maniacally against GMOs. So we'll see how this row goes. Well, I'll just read a piece of the story here. It says, Princess Anne has put herself on course for a row with her brother, Prince Charles, by singing the praises of genetically modified crops. Well, that's my next book. I'm going to get this first book out on cashless. I have a stuff book ready on GMOs. The Princess Royal, as she's known as, a working farmer. She has a big estate in Gloucestershire. Has said she suspects GMO crops have got very many benefits and not very much downsides. Really, she's misinformed. Her views are at extreme odds with those of the Prince of Wales, who said in 2008 the mass development of genetically modified crops risk causing the world's worst environmental disaster. Absolutely correct. On that, he's correct. He's totally wrong on global warming, Prince Charles. But there you are. Relying on food for genetic corporations. This is Prince Charles talking. Involving a GM agriculture would lead to absolute disaster, he argues. GM crops are not grown commercially in the UK. You know, they're not allowed at the moment, but there's a lot of absolute appalling behaviour. They're now allowing trials in the universities. And even the BBC creeping around this subject with Tom Heap and people like that on Countryfile, a famous environmental programme on a Sunday here. You know, just saying on the one hand this and on the other hand that, are they destructive or not? You know, just softening up the public for growing GMO foods. And it has to be said, the UK has extremely strict laws about additives in food. It's one of the best in Europe. And things like women's cosmetics and like both those in America are completely toxic. And we have pretty good quality water here so far. But this article, let's go on a little bit on this. She was asked whether she would consider allowing GM technology on her farm. She says yes, and that arguably we're already doing that. Well, she's breaking the law by doing it. She says, I have rare breeds of livestock, so genetic modification would be a bonus. Well, she doesn't understand the subject she's talking about. She's talking absolute crap. And she's saying, if I could just find a way of making them a little more robust in terms of survivability in a way that's long-term investment. Yeah, they put on more weight and beef, and you'll be eating hormones for the rest of your life. But anyways, this is an appalling story. I'm really shocked that she's come out and taken the side of GMOs. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. And every peg you pick up, you read studies of such and such. They're saying, I myself take aspirin every day because of my weight and my age. And I tried to get a back tooth out there recently, and the clock of a dentist stopped midway. He said, oh, my God, we can't do this. You're self-medicating. He treated me like a heroin addict, and this has been going on around for 6 months. I have to go to a hospital now, 40 miles away, to get it done in a few weeks' time. And here today in the paper, another propaganda article about aspirin. Obviously, aspirin is a wonder non. It's not really a drug at all, but for prevention of stroke and heart attack. And they say a recent study from Southampton University and the Maastricht University in the Netherlands examine the record of patients for lots 8,000 patients and this, that, and the other, and they're saying, oh, it's totally destructive and it's not safe. And the thing about this guy here, quoting this story, Ben Spencer, so-called medical correspondent of the Daily Mail, if he's quoting scientists, you should say, who sponsored the study and who paid for it? And that I will find out this week who this is. And the likes of Mike Adams usually tracks these stories relentlessly, and we'll find out. I can guarantee you it is the likes of GlaxoSmithKline or somebody sponsoring that study. There's, you know, their hands are all over this kind of carry-on. But 1 second, I did say to Mike Slavicek, can you just do a bump of music? I just have to let somebody in here. 20 seconds, 1 second. Okay, Mike, give me the nod there. We're back on. Hello? Okay, I can barely hear that. But anyway, we're talking about Princess Anne taking the sides of GMOs, which is an absolute outrage. But I'll do more of that on Saturday on my own program. But this thing of Sturgeon trying to throw a grenade into the Brexit negotiations, that was predictable, but people in the US wouldn't know who Nicola Sturgeon is. She is the First Minister of Scotland, and she replaced Alex Salmond, and she is doing her damnedest to destroy Theresa May's efforts in negotiating Brexit. But the bizarre thing is she wants to get powers back for Scotland and give them to the European Union. Figure that out, eh? it's insane, absolutely insane. The but on going on from that, I was saying in the Daily Mail, every paper you pick up, there's a dramatic story. The government here, for instance, spent 5 or 10 years convincing people to buy diesel cars, and now they're trying to outlaw them. It's now public enemy number one in London. I think the congestion charge... somebody sitting beside me here would know, what's the congestion charge in London? £10 a day. £10 a day to bring a car into inner London. Okay. And I think it's £200 for a coach just to get into London. But no, the congestion charge, that's the new way of taxing motorists in cities in the UK. It was 8 for the last time I went into London. And on it goes. So all the government legislation is following the trends, basically. And but still, yeah, I won't read out. I'll start swearing if I do. Angelina Jolie, for presenting herself as the solver of problems for the entire world. I mean, you make me want to puke. These celebrities. There's a guy, a very good guy, who stands in for Alex Jones, Anthony Cumia, and he did a tremendous piece. It's on YouTube of telling celebrities to shut up, just straightforward, shut up. If you're sing, go sing. If you're an actor, go act. But otherwise, just shut up. But and going on to a piece here, I had written out, as regards the bizarreness of UK politics, we now have the situation where Trump has these clowns he appointed, like Jeff Sessions. He looks like a guy who's taken off his clown's outfit, and he has produced nothing. And then Comey thumbing his nose at Trump. I don't know how much more he can put up with this. I just don't know. It's... I was saying to somebody earlier today, John Sapler, what's he doing as president? He has the powers to sack these people and drain the swamp. Well, he hasn't started to do it, that's for sure. But we'll see how it goes. But there's so much we could cover here on Brexit. I just handed somebody my scribbly notes. They can't read it. They can't read my own writing. But as I was saying, there's 7 treaties and 60,000 laws to dismantle over 2 years. Can I hear that bumper music a bit louder, Mike? Okay, we're coming up to the first break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes. Okay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, and I think we're coming back in again. I don't recognize that music, but I think we're back in. Okay, another story running in the UK here. People may recognize this name; they may not. We have the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, who was quite a prat, and was a Remainer in the campaign to leave the European Union, and spent his time giving out all sorts of absolutely crap doomsday scenarios for Britain, which every one of them have been proven totally, totally wrong. The UK economy is actually experiencing a mini boom. They've had to upgrade the economic forecast four times. The governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, ex-Goldman Sachs, of course, had to eat his words and agree he was wrong with the predictions he made. And there was supposed to be an emergency budget, which there's no need for now. And the European Union is growing at 2%. That's not great, but the others are not growing at all, or minus in the EU. So Britain is the fastest growing country in the European Union. But the story I'm referring to now is George Osborne has taken, he's an MP, he's a backbench MP now. Theresa May fired him. And she's got rid of austerity to some degree, and is letting the borrowing go up a bit more. And he now is taking the job as editor of the Evening Standard. That's London's, central London's main newspaper, which is now free in London. And he says, oh no, I can do this job and be an MP. Well, every editor we know on the BBC regularly say their job is minimum 12 to 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. if you're doing that job. And this cluck wants to continue doing his job. He's also getting £650,000 a year for a few hours a week working for BlackRock, a hedge fund operation, right? And it's just another piece of outrage of these people. They just do not understand the real world. And here it is, £650,000, BlackRock, editor of the Evening Standard, MP, and with a minister's pension, and that seemingly is also not enough for him, you know. But that's part of the carry-on. It's like a scandal a day or several a day from the politicians who are bought and paid for pimps, nearly all of them. And a second story, I'm just running through a few. I'll move on to other stuff. Daily Mail stories today. The BBC and Whitehall pulls the ads from websites of hate. And this row with Google, putting ads alongside all sorts of terrorist stuff, etc. And they're supposedly apologizing. But it's great to see the BBC at war with Google. They kind of deserve each other. Because the BBC website is heavily, heavily censored. It used to be one of the best in the world when it started. But there's an awful lot of propaganda on it now, and there has been for many, many years. But just come back there. I'm jumping around a lot of things today. I had to let somebody into the flat. I didn't actually plan this program very well, but just read this carry-on on diesel cars. I have very good information here on the emissions. Ever since the Volkswagen scandal, diesel cars are now a demon to have. It was environmental-friendly, so-called, for a while. For 10, 15, 20 years. But the worst offender in the UK, here we have a Yankee car up front, and the ideal oxygen carbon emission is 0.8 grams per whatever it is per 1,000. The Jeep is 1.74, absolutely bottom of the list. Nissan, 0.81, very bad. The correct amount is 0.08, and Nissan is 81. 81, Land Rover 78, Renault 73, very bad, Hyundai 60, Ford 58, Citroen 56, Kia 53, Peugeot 52, Mercedes 48. These are all the blacklisted ones, so-called. And the newer generation of cars, Dacia, Volvo, and Vauxhall and Jaguar come up front with 0.18, 0.72. But it's just historically funny, the governments don't do the research properly, and the propaganda about emissions, which could be fiddled with a piece of software, meaning to the machine testing the car, and I'm somebody who knows all about that, who have a car with emissions problems this last 6 months, and it's costing me dear. But I should say to this evening as well that I give a mention to a very good broadcaster, prolific broadcaster, farmer, prepper, Vincent Fanelli. He's recovering from shocking influenza attack related to his farm being sprayed by a C-130 military jet, which nearly killed him. But hopefully Vincent is going to recover from that, and we'll be talking to him soon. But anyway, I hear the bumper music, and you can barely hear that music, Mike. Just about, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, and I think we're coming back in again, hearing different music in this program. But we're talking there about all the bizarre happenings in politics in the UK and in America. And this creep, deceitful, vile creatures trying to get GMOs promoted here. Currently in the UK and Europe, GMOs are illegal, and the French have thrown them out completely, and the Russians have done that as well. And in most countries, there's a push against them. But I see a story here, which I was going to do last week. We didn't do a live program on the Barton Report last Saturday, but we'll next week. European Chemical Agency, the ECHA, finds glyphosate does not cause cancer. Now, this is an outrage of unbelievable proportions. This is the European Union lining up. We know damn well they're talking to Monsanto and these other people, and giving out licenses in countries that will allow it. If it was a total United States Europe, we'd have no chance in individual countries of fighting this. But they are giving out licenses for testing, and the UK now is creeping around the edges, allowing university testing of GMO crops. And I'll just read the article here quickly. The European Chemicals Agency, the ECHA, issued an opinion on the toxicity of the popular herbicide ingredient glyphosate this Wednesday, recommending no change in its current classification. In a statement, two things. Glyphosate is the chemical spray, and then the use of GMO crops. There are two things running in parallel. Shouldn't confuse them. And said in a statement, the ECHA Committee of Risk Assessment said that the available scientific evidence, available, there's a ton of evidence showing how toxic it is. It's Agent Orange, basically, Roundup. Glyphosate. The available scientific evidence does not meet the criteria to classify glyphosate as a carcinogenic. I'll read that again. They're saying in the European Union that the available scientific evidence did not meet the criteria to classify glyphosate as a carcinogen. Well, there's a myriad of countries who have classified as exactly that, as a mutagen or as a toxic for reproduction. Whoa. The scientific body maintained its current classification of glyphosate, meaning it's safe to use. In the EU, they are using glyphosate right across the EU, except two countries have outlawed glyphosate and GMOs, that being France in Spain, France and Spain, and Russia have outlawed them. As a substance causing serious eye damage and being toxic to aquatic life with long-lasting effects only. Well, we just had a case today where a water company, which is in charge, these water companies are also in charge of the sewerage. Thames Water was fined £20 million in the court for polluting the River Thames, and that pollution went on for 2 months. I mean, there was a stinking smell. The fact that it went on for 1 day would be an outrage, but they should have fined the environmental agency with them. And it said the advice from the ECHA will be crucial when the European Commission and the EU member states decide whether to renew the authorization for glyphosate and herbicides such as Monsanto's Roundup before it expires at the end of 2017, right? They're lining up to approve this again and to approve GMOs. That's what they're doing. And then they have Princess Anne being set up to talk this up, and the BBC softening people up. Outrageous. The previous round of talks on this issue ended in a stalemate last summer with France and Malta opposing the relicensing of glyphosate, while seven other member states, including Germany, abstained. Ireland voted in favour. Of course, they were there up the rear end of the European Union. They think they've joined the promised land, you know. But Ireland being a full member of the Euro and the European Union, Republic of Ireland, that is. Although they're managing two currencies in Ireland, Northern Ireland is part of Britain, has the sterling, and this Republic has the Euro. Now that Britain is leaving the European Union, there's a problem about the free travel area in Ireland, the 32 counties, but I'll maybe cover that and explain it another day. And it says here in this report, just the European Union with the creep approval of GMOs, conflicting scientific reports have created confusion in the past 2 years. The European Food Safety Authority concluded that it is unlikely that the substance is unlikely. What sort of crap name in a scientific report is that? You don't use the words unlikely. You give the specific figures and data. It is unlikely that this substance is carcinogenic. While different branches of the World Health Organization's alternative concluded that it should be classified as probably a carcinogenic. Well, the WHO, who would trust them anyway? We know how bent they are. And the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, owns the patents on 56 products. It's a pharmaceutical company, basically, the CDC in America, as massively demonstrated by Mike Adams in Natural News. And they'll go on to say, but it was unlikely to pose a carcinogenic risk to humans from exposure through diet. This is unreal. In the absence of agreement between the member states, the European Commission, of course, unelected commission appointed by governments, reauthorized glyphosate for an interim period of 18 months at the end of last June. June 2016. Specifically to allow the ECHA, that's the EUHC, to report and inform on longer-term decisions. Whoa! That's an article written in the Irish Farmers Journal, which is a pretty good newspaper for agriculture. It's outstanding. I'm going to send a few copies of that to Vincent Finelli. I should also say that to remind people, now I'm not forgetting Thomas Lacovera, a broadcaster from RBM, who was totally and utterly illegally arrested and held in detention without charge in Portland, Oregon, because he attended the Malheur event. I mean, that is still going on. And I think just haven't been up to date on everything. But his sister, I think, who's his partner who does his program, has said that there's movement on the hearings in court. And I don't know the absolute up-to-date situation, but Thomas Lacovera totally and utterly illegally arrested for a non-event, being in the same room where somebody had a gun. I mean, and I think it was constructive. I can't think of the phrase he was charged with. Just absolutely outrageous. But the one good news story here, is the type of thing I cover in the Barden Report. Federal court affirms tribes' right to water under reservation, and Derek Bronze of Activist Post is writing this. A federal court has ruled that the Aguanaca Kalinde band of Kalhiula Indians have federal rights to groundwater on their reservation. And this is California. Have I got the pages ready? I have, yeah. On Tuesday, a federal appeals court upheld a lower court ruling which found that the ACB tribe had a stronger claim to groundwater in the Coachella Valley than local water authorities. Well, that's interesting to hear. The dispute began in 2013 after the Agua Caliente tribe filed a lawsuit seeking groundwater rights to the Coachella Valley. The claim was opposed by the Desert Water Agency, whoever they are, and the Coachella Valley Water District, more local government and militias now, which is a bureaucracy. A move, the DWA says, was part of an effort to protect the public's access to water rights, or protect the public. Once you hear that phrase, run for the hills. The court ruled in favor of the Agua Caliente and DWA. Anyway, they ruled it. It's all these very complicated names. And it just sees any more coherent stuff in this report. However, because we conclude that it does, he said, we hold that the tribe has reserve right to groundwater underlying its reservation as a result of the purpose for which the reservation was established. Okay, that's it. Well, there's one. I tried to dig out some good news stories. Most of the stuff I deal with on the Barden Report is pretty gruesome stuff. It's about SSRIs, vaccinations, water rights, fracking, and Agenda 21 and all the related matters to that. And also, well, we touch on mental illness and depression, but it has to be done a different way in the near future when we get the right people on to discuss these matters. But another thing that's a shocking story, we must bring Andy Hoffman back on RPN to check this out. He's a gold expert. Gold and two things government wants to desperately control, gold and the people. You know? Well, I read the story this week where the next financial crisis, they're going to make it illegally to transact gold. And I'll have that written up as a piece for maybe 2 weeks' time on the Garden Report. But this story is saying here, written by Rory Hall, Activist Post, yes, government can steal your gold and kill the people. That doesn't mean they can control either. Look at what's happening in India. Well, we know what happened in India. Modi, the Indian Prime Minister, suddenly withdrew the very small amount of money to expend. It's the 1,000-rupee note and the 500-rupee note. So the biggest transactional note is about $5 equivalent, which has plunged the country into a crisis. And it's supposed to be to wipe out crime and the black economy. Well, the man's a moron, because what will happen is the Indian continent will be flooded with U.S. dollars to work the black economy. It's as simple as that. That's what happens. And every country and every despot who tried to introduce this cashless society, which they're progressively doing around the world, it hasn't got much publicity this year because of the U.S. election and Trump, and the same carry on, the multiple elections in the U.K. and referendums. This has been worked into the background. And that's been heavily manipulated as that. But it's a vicious, vicious creep. And John McAfee, one person I have a fair regard for, I think he tells the truth. He's a colourful, bizarre character, I know that. But McAfee is still producing software to help people protect their phones. But he's given very good interviews on YouTube to a technical conference explaining exactly this carry-on about hacking and protecting yourself from viruses. And he said, it's to identify the hacker who's working the virus. He said it's the important thing, and he's right. And he has developed a new piece of software. I don't know the name of it. And look for his interviews on YouTube. He's very, very good. But is saying in this article here about gold, taking away that cash has not worked. People are still acquiring gold, maybe not as much, especially if of the official persuasion, but they're still adding to their stack every single day. That, well, certain countries are. Well, it's ironic they're saying this, but in China, the Chinese government are encouraging the Chinese people to buy gold and store gold. And there's a prediction on some of the articles I've read and some of the research I've done that in the next, after the next financial crisis, when everything will be on its rear end, the Chinese will stand up and declare their reserves of gold, which will be possibly 50,000 tons. That's one estimate. And then they can say, we are the only gold-backed currency in the world. Checkmate. And that the dollar, then what currency will be used? At that stage, the euro will be a reduced currency, meaning the number of countries are going to have to leave it. But that is going on. And then this next week, there's a possible crisis. The likes of Jim Rickards, who is a vile creature, I can't stand. Every damn internet page I turn over, I see him on an ad. I don't know who's paying for these ads for him. I think it's the investment syndicates he's involved in. The death of Sterling, the death of Sterling. They're trying to run an attack on Sterling the day that the Brexit thing is handed over. And I think that's why Theresa May, after the Parliament finished with it, is delaying it now to the latest date, next the 29th. But there's going to be a lot of financial shenanigans on the 29th, 30th of March, and it's all planned destruction by Wall Street. No doubt about it. If anybody's tracking this, we used to see what Gerald Celente has to say about this. I think his last program got disrupted by a hack. But questions I would like to ask Gerald and Andy Hoffman is, how do you trail gold? How do you trade gold in a digital currency? How do you value gold? I'd like to know that. I can't figure that one out myself. And there's one final piece of this article here. There's a finishing up at Morty in Italy, in India, suddenly withdrawing the high and low denomination notes, leaving virtually no cash in circulation. And they said, what makes Morty and his ilk think that today is going to be suddenly, that it's going to change? As if the scheme at reducing the notes, withdrawing the high denomination notes, was unleashed on the people in 2016 when Modi announced the government would eliminate 86% of all cash in the country. And just like that, that's such a cataclysm. Was the type of confidence builder for the people. Did they really think that the people would see this vicious act as a sign the government was going to represent the people instead of the banking criminals? Absolutely. And they said, this latest scheme is going to fail just like all the others recent schemes have failed. The Indians will continue acquiring gold any way possible, acquiring U.S. dollars, that's what we're doing. Indians will not trust the government to treat them with any respect. Even if the dollar failed, stopped being the reserve currency, the most tradable currency in the world is the U.S. dollar, no doubt about it. And just one other thing on gold. Idaho bill would end taxation of gold and silver. This is written by J.P. Cortez from Activist Post. He said, the framers of our nation established that gold and silver are money, but federal taxing authorities in recent decades have required taxpayers to pay tax on this form of money when its exchange for Federal Reserve notes resulted in no capital gains. Well, it's like the idea of double, triple, and quadruple taxation. Why hasn't that been outlawed? Which it has not. But that problem, like people leaving people on a will, they've already paid money on the tax. They shouldn't be paying death duties on it. But that problem may soon be mitigated, at least in Idaho. We'll see if this people in Idaho recognize this. A prominent gem state representative, I don't know what that means, has advanced legislation to remove state income taxes when Idaho taxpayers sell their precious metals. to remove the state income tax when taxpayers sell their precious metals. House Majority Leader Mike Moyle introduced House Bill 206 on February 23rd to amend Idaho revenue statutes providing that capital gains and losses on precious metal bullion and monetized bullion sales be added to or subtracted from Idaho's taxable income. I don't know what that means. Similar to a bill recently passed by Arizona State House, Idaho HB 206 is a pure tax neutral proposal. Really, that's because both precious metal gains, incomes, and losses are backed out of the calculation of one's Idaho taxable income. That's a bit convoluted. While HB206 passage will have little fiscal impact on the Idaho's tax revenue, it will have a larger impact on Idaho's freedoms. I see. Okay, well, it's pro-gold piece of legislation. Very rare you hear of that. But that's one story on that. But I'm doing a lot of work and research on cashless. I'll just read these two pieces. And it said, Fed coins, the U.S. will issue e-currencies that you will use. Again, cryptocurrencies. What do you call him? He does a fantastic financial program with his wife, Stacey Herbert, Max Kaiser. I mean, he is very good. He's really bare-knuckled. But one thing I don't agree with him is he's forever promoting cryptocurrencies. And I just don't believe in them because they can be got at and they can be confiscated and they can be made illegal. I think I hear background music there. Flyer on the wall. Okay. Coming up to the last break of the hour and we should be back in 3 minutes.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again, the last 3 minutes of the first hour. Just reading, this is pretty boring stuff, but it is an interesting article about more conspiracies against us regarding money. And it said Fedcoin. I haven't heard of this before. The U.S. will issue an e-currency that you will use. And somebody called Wendy McAvoy is writing this on a news bulletin here from some site. Saying the U.S. Federal Reserve will not only issue its own cryptocurrency, but will also make sure Americans use it. That's the prediction of currency guru Doug Casey, who has an uncanny record of being correct about economic and political trends. His latest book, Surviving Fedcoin, How to Protect Yourself and Profit from America's Coming Currency Change, it is a public bet that the U.S. government will issue its own Bitcoin. I knew things like this would happen. I just do not want to have anything to do with cryptocurrencies, as they're known as, will issue its own Bitcoin, which Casey views as the last arrow in the money of, in its money quiver, and the last breath gasp of the Federal Reserve. And I don't see, I know there's an awful lot of things on the agenda for Trump, but I don't see him discussing the Federal Reserve at all. But I suppose he hasn't got all his cabinet appointed yet, I suppose. And these other people like Comey and that, literally thumbing their nose at him. I don't know how long more he's going to put up with that. And so to start with, I suspect this guy is saying, or this writer is saying, I'm quoting this guy Casey, to start with, I suspect it's going to be a parallel currency. Well, I'm predicting Germany will have a parallel currency within a year or two, the Deutschmark and the Euro. If they can export in Euros and import in Deutschmarks, they'll be laughing. But we'll see. Perhaps unable, just, usable just within the U.S. Well, where else? In effect, we would be, it would be a form of foreign exchange controls even more effective than the ability of Americans to open up foreign bank and brokerage accounts today due to monetary control. Anyway, just to explain a bit of this. Fedcoin, as this guy's predicting, Fedcoin refers to a cryptocurrency and a protocol established by a central bank. National banks could forge their own Bitcoin with comparative ease, and Bitcoin consultants have sketched possible scenarios on how. It's hard to see who's actually behind this. They say it's the Federal Reserve, but another guy, Albert Schmatzik, suggests the Fed should pre-mine, as they call issuing a cryptocurrency mining. It's just hard to creating it electronically. The Fed should pre-mine all currency that they want to issue on a blockchain. Well, it will be much harder than printing notes, I can tell you. And then digital currencies, another scam. A pre-mine happens when all part of the cryptocurrency is issued in the first block. I hope people understand this. I'll read that anyway. The Genesis block. Then the Fed would just exchange the Fed coin for a dollar each. Well, that's a bit confusing. Maybe I'll lay off this article because it's kind of almost contradicting itself. But if the government get involved in cryptocurrency as well, I don't know. I think we'll have to, states have to start issuing their own currency. That'll probably be this. But another thing about money and currency and credit and people getting into debt, something I dealt with before, my problem several times, the credit bubble in the UK here, that's a big risk. We now have a boom, even before the economy picked up here, we had a boom in new car sales that was absolutely second to none. I can't hear that music, Mike. I barely hear it. Yeah, okay, I'll save this till after the top of the hour. We're going to have the last break, and we should be back in a minute or two.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.